used up or petered out or, you know, I imagine that a half dozen expressions would come
Under that, yes.
Come under that, yes. But if you're describing your feeling, you might say, well, I had so much to do today that tonight I'm just completely
wore out.
Yeah. Okay. Now, if a person is well and then you heard that person had wound up in the hospital, you'd say, well, I guess he
overdid the thing or something.
They became ill, you'd say, I guess he just took sick, maybe, or
suddenly.
Would that be the way you'd?
Yeah, I would say, well, I guess he must have had this attack, or a sudden attack, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Got sick, perhaps.
Yeah.
Or got sick. Or,
yeah.
Or took sick. I'm not sure.
Well. He became sick very suddenly, or something like that.
And a person who comes down with a cold, you say, well, he
has a bad cold,
or must have
caught a cold.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And a person with a raspy throat,
hoarseness.
Uh-huh. So, if it happened to you, you'd say, well, I've got to take something for this throat. I'm getting
hoarse.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And if he can't make it through the night because his throat's dry and he's continually racked and so on, he'd say he has a
dry throat or a bad case of what, laryngitis?
Something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He has to take some medicine.
Have to gargle.
For that. Yeah. But there are medicines. There's a medicine for a person who finds himself constantly making noise and trying to clear his throat.
Cough medicine.
Pardon?
That cough medicine?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, a person who can't hear well, you call a
deaf.
Uh-huh. And if a person got very warm, you'd say, well, yesterday he got a lot of exercise, and he, from the looks of him, he
overdid the thing. Or something.
Yeah, I guess if you're speaking of the perspiration, you'd say he
was perspiring a lot.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or sweat.
Sweating. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. A large discharging sore.
Irritation.
A large sore, maybe on the neck or somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
What do we speak of that? Comes to a head.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the stuff itself in it.
And the pus out of it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Ever call that anything else, or ever hear your folks call it anything else?
No.
Corruption?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Corruption used to be referred to a lot.
Or pus, perhaps, or,
mm-hmm.
or matter.
Matter, pus, corruption, yeah.
Now, what about a sizable cut? What would you call that?
A sizable
gash. A very general term for that would be what?
A bad wound.
Uh-huh. Now, the extra growth of flesh around this wound.
The goiter. Or around any wound.
Yeah, around the wound is it's that kind of extra growth of flesh. Of a flesh, rough and so on.
The scab of it. Would that be it?
Well, yeah.
That
scab.
Would be one.
But something related to that called sometimes called proud